Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Longtime Penguins TV voice, last year, radio voice. And when you go from TV to radio, in the broadcasting business, it is less dough.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and so
he's going back to TV,
he's
baby.
Going back to TV. He is leaving the Penguins for the Blue Jackets. Their TV guy retired, the person they've had doing their TV game since the franchise was formed.
Is it Reimer or Rimmer?
Rimmer, I think.
R-I-M-E-R.
And so Mears, who I think he's a Monroeville guy. I want to say
Franklin
he grew
Regional,
up here.
I think.
Franklin Regional?
I believe so, yeah. Donnie nodding vigorously. Franklin Regional,
so
yeah. Local guy.
I've got a few things to say about this. The first one is the rumor I'm hearing is that they're just going to simulcast the TV call on radio.
Now, if you're...
I think that's whack, man. I don't like that.
I
think that if that's true, then shame on the Penguins for doing that.
I would agree.
When I was in Buffalo, they did that with Rick Jeanneret, and the issue there was they did not have, the Sabres did not have a regional TV station. They just had their game simulcast on MSG.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were in a very unique situation. And also, Jeanneret was, Joe has told you this, was pretty much the Sabres version of Mike Lang. So
he had iconic calls. People
right.
loved him.
So everybody wanted to hear his calls, whether they were on TV or radio. It's like with the Dodgers, some of Scully's innings would be on TV and radio.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a Hall of Fame voice like that, I get it. You know, if Mike Lang were still doing games and they were going to simulcast him, for as much as I still detest that as someone that still has like some play-by-play roots, I would understand it better. I think Josh Getzlaf is great. I think he's an up-and-comer. I think he's going to be, for the next 30 years, an excellent hockey play-by-play guy. It's just, it's a totally different way of calling games. Not to get people into the weeds on this. You don't, we'll have Greg Brown on later. You don't call a game on radio the way you call it on TV. You have to be way more descriptive on radio because they can't see it. So
well, right
what does
TV.
Josh now, does Josh call the game on TV like it's on radio and we're seeing
Doesn't
things
he,
and he's
oh,
got to talk about every
would,
single detail of what's going on now?
But then you're short, sir, you're underselling your radio
right.
audience.
No, you're in that
really
case, you're underselling your TV
no.
audience if he's going to be too descriptive.
No. If you go the opposite way and go with a TV style call for radio.
Yeah.
Then the radio audience goes, well, wait, what the heck's going on
yeah, right
now?
I
don't even know who has the puck.
Yep.
Because on TV, you can assume at times that the viewer just doesn't need to know that the puck gets turned over. They can see that it happened, right?
So I hope I'm wrong about this and have gotten bad information. If it's a simulcast, then that sucks, man.
Well, I just don't like it because if what you're hearing is true, it's from a very basic standpoint. Forget about the mechanics of calling versus TV versus radio. It's consolidating a whole set of jobs.
Yep.
There's two people who could maybe get a job who won't get one now. And do you think Getzlaf is going to get more bread to do it both ways? That way to have simulcast,
maybe he gets a little bit of a
probably
bump, but it's
a lot
not the
less
same as you would
than paying another person to do it and another color analyst.
Donnie, you agree with me on this?
It.
I think that would be complete crap if they just simulcast the game.
100%. Yeah, I mean, and we've seen more teams do that. I know you were having a conversation with Susie Kuhl before we started because she worked in minor league baseball. I've worked in minor league baseball. You've worked in minor league baseball. Sometimes you see it there, but it's like a video stream that is also linked to maybe a local radio station. I don't think it's quite the same in this case. Like, these are two full-blown productions that we're dealing with here. Like, that's A, asking a ton out of both broadcasters, not just one.
Yeah, the Penguins brag about how they have the biggest radio network in the NHL. I hope that means they're not going to tighten the belt here and short shrift those listeners. The other thing is, I honestly think they screwed up. This is just my opinion. I think he's a Pittsburgh guy. He loves the Penguins. It was a dream of his to work for the team. I would have moved Mears into the studio role. And I would have kept Potash as the traveling sideline reporter because Dan had such a great rapport
with the players
and the coaches And I think Hunter's her last name. What's her
Haley
first?
Hunter.
Haley Hunter. I think she's really good. She does Golf Channel stuff. She kills it. She was at the Travelers Tournament.
Well, she's a golfer by
she's a network,
by sport.
She's a network level sideline reporter. She's got real chops for it. This is not in any way a criticism of her, but I thought there was a way of rearranging things where with this new broadcast, you kept the people that were passionate about the Penguins and really good at their jobs in place. I think Steve is better in studio than he is at TV play-by-play. That's just, again, my opinion.
Well, he's done.
He did NHL Network studio stuff.
He's done cable, what do you call it, national cable level stuff. What, he and EJ Raddick,
yes,
right?
So, I think that was the show, NHL Now or something like
that. Yeah, they did an afternoon show, and I actually would agree. I thought he was best suited at that. I thought he was good at it. My thing is, you know, I want more jobs in our field, in media in general, not less. And anytime I hear about a simulcast, that just tells me they're looking to cut costs, do it on the cheap, and the viewer loses out, and people who could otherwise maybe get that job and make it their own lose out too, if what you're hearing is accurate.
It's got to suck for him because he moved back to Pittsburgh. He left NHL Network in New York to be the Penguins TV play-by-play guy. And then new ownership comes in, changes his role. It's not what he was accustomed to or used to. And he wanted to go.
I mean, to his credit, though, he's landed on his feet, I guess you'd say. I mean, so he's
yeah, absolutely.
He's
working, I bet
he's doing TV in the NHL.
Yeah, and I bet Steve will get, I heard him do, you want to talk about a bad situation. So he did the Predators. Did you hear the story about him doing the playoffs with Colby Armstrong, Mears and Armstrong?
No, I think
they did a game in Vancouver. Donnie, did you hear the story about these two guys? They do a game in Vancouver in the first round. It's Predators Canucks.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're in Atlanta doing the game.
On
they
a
don't,
screen.
They don't send them to Vancouver.
So they're on a screen doing the game.
Goaltending change gets made. They have no
earthly idea.
Information.
Because no one's telling them that. You don't see that necessarily.
They go the first five minutes of the game and they're still saying that the goaltender that was in before was making saves.
How do you not have like one other person whose sole job it is to relay that, to like be on top of that information?
Agreed. How does TNT not send a play-by-play color guide to an NHL Stanley Cup playoff game?
I'll go submit again what I've said
that
multiple
is brutal,
times.
Dude.
Cost cutting.
You know what happened?
Viewer loses out, yes. and broadcast team looks worse for
the
it.
The answer here is simple. COVID changed all this.
Because they found out that they could kind of get away with it because people didn't notice. They were sent. Dude, Big Ten Network has done this for years on basketball broadcasts. I don't know if they still do, but right after COVID, you'd be watching. What are you smirking for?
I'm just remembering John Sterling for the Yankees was at home doing a game during COVID. And
the home run that
they
wasn't,
showed a replay and he thought it was live.
No, I remember that one.
And all I'm saying about that is I think it's such crap. I root for the mistakes to get made, not because I want the broadcaster to look bad, but I want the networks to be like, wait a minute, we need to send these people games.
You are not a naive person. That is a really naive way to look at it. You think these networks care? You think they actually care that somebody screws that up? They probably go, wow, we went really viral because Sterling screwed it up.
According to...
I just don't think they care. If they cared, they wouldn't be doing it in the first place or trying to get away with it. Big Ten Network was sent, you know, your Northwestern Penn State men's basketball game. It was two guys at Big Ten Network Studios doing the game off of a big monitor. That's it.
Donnie, have you ever had to do a game off a monitor?
No, thank God. I think it would be, it's a lot, it's got to be a lot more difficult than we're even talking about on the surface. Because, like, think of all the little intricate things that can happen during a game. Like, a goaltending change is one thing. Like, think of all the intricate things that can happen during a game that you're not even thinking about.
Did they ever try it with football?
Until you're in that moment.
Have they tried it with football games? Because you have to have the spotter, and there's so many numbers at play.
Oh, yeah. Like, post-COVID, there have been some college football games, but there have been some that have been done remotely.
Imagine doing a game off of a screen when, like, maybe it's like an Oregon game, and they got some goofy-ass jersey where you can't even tell what the numbers are.
In the ACC tournament a few years ago, post-COVID, Hillgrove and... Curtis had to do the Pitt-Miami ACC tournament game out of the same theater we're going to do the hot dog eating contest in tomorrow.
It appears that they are moving tables there as we speak outside of our window here.
And they were in, I was watching them do the broadcast. There was a stoppage in play. And Bill's like, we don't really know what's going on. And I had to tap Bill on the shoulder and be like, I think they're talking about a shot clock violation because the clock was at 1 or 0.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's something where if you're in the arena, you hear the scorekeepers and the refs and the coaches having that conversation. You don't know that when you're sitting here and everyone else is in Greensboro.
Yeah, that's like one of the things where like you don't even think about it like as we're sitting here now. But in the midst of a game, those are the types of things like it makes the broadcast suffer as a whole because like, oh, it sounds bad because the guy is saying he has no clue what's happening. Yeah, because he's in some random studio. He's not in the arena.
And I just, maybe I'm the total cynic here. I just don't think your average decision maker at the top level cares about that. They say the game got on the air, people watched it, so the broadcast quality wasn't perfect.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.